Hey, it's Mel.
And Maddie, and this is Smatter of Fact.
Just two best friends dabbling in speaking with superficial knowledge on our subjects.
In other words, a smattering of facts. Yeah. I feel like that's how we always start. We're like, yeah.
Because I always like play the theme song in my head. I
Oh.
just want to like dance after I do my like line. Oh
I have the America's Next Top Model theme song in my head. I
my gosh.
my
I
roommate
went
and I have been watching through everything that's on Hulu.
through a phase, like I think it was last year, of just watching like all of the
That show
America's
makes me
Next Top Model.
so angry, but it's so funny.
It is hilarious. They took like a bunch of the later seasons off,
Yeah,
which is
they
sad.
did.
That's when I stopped watching. I was like, But
The early ones are just so problematic.
I know.
It very much stresses me out.
I've kind of been wanting to go back. I haven't watched a lot of the earlier ones. Like I haven't watched a lot of like the middle ones. Like I watched like all like the later seasons and I kind of like went backwards and then I did some like the really early ones, but I haven't like done like
I
the
think
new.
that Hulu has some of the middle ones. But the show
Probably.
that I so I've been watching Outer Banks season three today. Woo.
Oh, I haven't started yet.
And but the show that I like weirdly had like a really big hankering to watch the other day was Dance Academy, and I was like, why do all
Oh
roads lead back to Dance Academy?
my. It's your comfort show.
Kind of really my comfort show is New Girl, and I just watch that
Yeah.
one like on loop all the time. It's like my background. I still think that
That's me and Gilmore Girls.
it's so funny. I'm watching Gilmore Girls also right now.
Nice.
Gilmore Girls and New Girl, and but New Girl is just that show just cracks me up. It's so funny. It's so good.
I'm still going strong on Vampire Diaries, so. The
And
drama.
what do we discovered last week that Outlander is like coming out sometime in like
Yeah.
the
Isn't this gonna be like
spring.
the very last season, though?
No, this is the one after this, I think. Because we just had season six, we're gonna get season seven, and then season eight is the last one.
Okay. I
Yeah.
feel like I don't even remember like what happened in like
Just need to go through and rewatch
maybe
all.
I just
Maybe
need to like rewatch it all.
that's what we should do. We should just rewatch them all.
Oh goodness.
Part of like my problem with that show is I just get so invested in it. Like whereas like New Girl, I can just kind of like put it on as a background show. But Outlander, I'm so
Yeah.
invested in what's going on.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh my goodness. I'm still cracking up though. I almost made this comment earlier, but I was like, we'll save it for here and get your true reaction.
Oh.
Valerie was like, are you feeling okay? Like before we got home, I was like, yeah, I've just been dead all day. It's fine.
Oh, I thought you said sad.
Oh no, I said dead. And then
That's
you
why.
said, and then you said, what'd you say?
I don't know.
Oh
I
my
don't remember.
goodness, you said, well, the topic I picked today isn't exactly a happy topic.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I was just gonna,
It's, you'll like,
but
it's not gonna be
listen,
like depressing, but it's like,
hold on, let me pull up what was stated to me via text. Let me see.
I'm very
It's,
excited for
I'm
it.
so excited for the next episode with a huge smiley face.
I am.
And
I'm
then I
like,
said, ooh, do you have something prepped? And she said, yes. And it only got better when I researched with clapping
yeah.
hands. That makes me feel like,
That doesn't mean it's super like happy though.
I know, but just it was a little whiplash when you're like, this one's a really sad episode, but I'm really excited about it.
It's
I already have next week's episode. No, it's not completely researched, but I already have the topic, and I'm excited about that one too. So sorry, we're
okay.
always getting under the
I'm
covers.
just waiting for the day where we like pick the same topic accidentally or something, and then like one of us is gonna like, I don't know.
I mean, it's good that usually I wait until after your episode to like start my research for the next
Yeah.
one.
Usually I do it like the night before.
Usually on Thursdays I don't work, so
Oh.
I'm like, yep,
Hey,
research day.
somehow I did this all in like an hour yesterday, so
Wow.
I
Okay.
just was
Well,
like,
what is it? Tell me, please.
Well, this is something that we've been wanting
Rory's licking my feet. I'm
to.
so sorry. Rory, you need to stop. Stop.
She does have a foot fetish, so I'm not
It
surprised.
truly, if it's not your feet, it's mine.
Oh my gosh. The way she like was obsessed with my toes. Just I don't
Yeah.
even.
Okay, what's the
What was I
topic?
saying? Okay. So this is a topic that we've been like kind of like talking about for like a while.
Okay.
And like I've been wanting to do it.
Oh no, do I know what it is?
But like I didn't want to just like do I didn't want to like just do it like the history of, because I feel like
Okay.
so many people know like the history of this and
Okay.
like
I know what we're talking about.
yeah. And so I was like, why don't we go the conspiracy theory route?
Yes.
Yes. So we're talking
Yes.
about Titanic
Yeah.
conspiracies. Because that's something that
We
not everyone
finally
knows
cracked the
about.
can. We finally
Yes.
cracked the can. Oh
Yes.
my goodness, I'm so excited.
Yes. So apparently there's like a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I didn't want to just do like the history of the Titanic because like I feel like everyone like knows that
We
and
know the
like
history.
just
If
watch the
you
movie.
just watch the this was
There's
really fun.
just, yeah. But like I did not like I knew of like one of these obviously because it's been like blowing up recently, but
Yeah. Yeah, the movie is
there's a lot.
100% accurate. The love story is legit. The heart of the ocean is legit.
I may even have a bonus movie theory at the end, so
Ooh, okay.
okay.
Tell me everything.
So
Don't hold back.
we're just gonna do like a tiny little recap of
Oh, okay.
Titanic just because
Tell
just to
us
like,
the history.
kind of dive in.
She's like, I'm not going to tell you the history, only
It's
conspiracy theories, but we need to
gonna be
know the
like 30
history first.
seconds.
Okay.
So, on her maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York City, the Titanic collided with an iceberg, damaging the hull's plates below the waterline on the starboard side, which is the right side, if you don't know nautical
Nautical
terms.
terms. Well, remember, we learned these nautical terms in our episode with Josh.
Yes, we did.
So if you've listened, you know.
Yes.
If you didn't, go
So
listen to that episode.
the history of the Edmund Fitzgerald or the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. So it flooded and it sank 2 hours and 40 minutes later with approximately 1,500 fatalities and about 706 survived.
Wow.
So obviously, the sinking of the RMS Titanic in 1912 shocked the world and also attracted a lot of controversy, resulting in a number of conspiracy theories regarding the disaster.
Our favorite.
But it was so shocking because it was deemed unsinkable. And that is a fact that will be talked about later on.
Okay.
Like, A, was it truly unsinkable? Did it even sink?
Okay.
Was possibly the sinking of the unsinkable ship like predicted like years beforehand? We don't know. Okay. So the first conspiracy theory is probably like the most popular. It's basically that the Titanic was exchanged with another ship that the same like ship company created called the RMS Olympic. And they're essentially like pretty identical, and they actually swapped them to collect the insurance money because the Olympic was like an older, more kind of beat up ship that they wanted to get rid of so they could like collect the insurance money.
They're
So
like, we're just gonna kill thousands of people
I know.
in the process.
Yep. So conspiracy theorist Robin Gardiner claimed the book. Claimed in his book Titanic, the ship that never sank, question mark, in 2009, that passengers didn't actually board the Titanic like they thought, but rather its sister ship, the RMS Olympic, in disguise. And like I said, this has recently been brought up again in a viral TikTok video by someone named Mia. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't say like her last name, so. But she basically like brought up this whole conspiracy theory that they like swapped the ships. So this theory starts with the fact that the Olympic was damaged while sailing from Southampton to New York in September of 1911 and had to return to Harlan and Wolff's shipyard in Belfast, Ireland, which I think is where like both the ships were like built in the first place. So I
Okay.
went back there to like get repaired, and then it actually continued to like sail to New York and back. And then after that trip, it went back to Belfast for like more repairs in March of 1912, which was only a few weeks before the Titanic set sail.
Right, because it was April, right?
Yes. So the conspiracy theory claims that some person or people found that the Olympic was like too severely damaged to be like really profitable. So at some point they switched it with the Titanic. So the supposed reasoning behind the secret switch was that was an insurance scam by her owners, the International Mercantile Marine Group, which was controlled by American banker J.P. Morgan. So basically, they purposely wanted to ditch the damaged ship and reap the insurance money and still have like the nice ship.
Right, to be able to use.
Yeah. So Ultimate Titanic, which is a website that's dedicated to like Titanic history and teaching materials, actually disagrees with Gardner. I think it's Gardner.
Okay.
It also could be like Gardenet. I
All
don't
right.
know. Or Gardner.
They're French.
So
Garnier.
they point out a very important fact that the Titanic's construction materials, or like their it's like shipyard number or whatever, it was literally like branded, or like it can like a, each of like the construction, like the metal bars or like whatever, bore the number 401. So like
Okay.
that was like the Titanic's number was 401, and the Olympics parts were stamped with 400, and only materials numbered 401 were recovered in the wreckage. So that kind of like
Right.
is some pretty solid evidence that it
Unless
wasn't
it was
switched.
planted. They made duplicates.
British historian Gareth Russell has some very strong words to say, and I like laughed while reading this out
Oh
loud.
boy.
He calls the theory, quote, "so painfully ridiculous that one can only lament the thousands of trees which have lost their lives to provide the paper on which it has been articulated." And quote, he also notes that since the sister ships had significant interior architectural and design differences, switching them secretly in a week would be nearly impossible from a practical standpoint. A switch would not only be economically worthwhile, would not be economically worthwhile, since the ship's owners could have simply damaged the ship while it was docked, for instance, like setting a fire, and just collected the insurance money that way from like a staged accident.
Right.
And that would have been like way less severe than, and infinitely less stupid than than sailing her out in the
Like
middle
this
of
guy.
Atlantic, that with thousands of people and their luggage on board and ramming her into an iceberg. So basically, he was like,
Oh,
if they wanted the insurance money, why didn't they just like set fire to it while it was docked or something? Or like you're just not gonna do that, apparently. So I guess unless you're really like sinister and want to kill a lot of people. But yeah,
yeah,
so
wow.
I don't know. I know a lot of people feel very strongly about this theory that they were switched, but I don't know. I don't know if
I'm
they.
not sure I'm buying it, but it is a theory nonetheless.
I don't know. The parts thing really got me. Like, I've never
Yeah.
heard that before. And, like, it makes sense. Like,
Yeah.
okay. So we're gonna kind of get into like some like kind of ridiculous ones.
Amazing.
But yeah,
What
so
is this show if not for ridiculous conspiracy
I
theories?
know. So the second theory is that it was all just an elaborate murder plot by J.P. Morgan.
Right.
So, as the theory goes, Morgan wanted to create a US Federal Reserve Bank, which was opposed by a lot of his like rivals, I guess. Other millionaires like John Jacob Astor, Benjamin Guggenheim, and Isidor Strauss, and all of which were aboard the Titanic, and
Right.
I think they all died on the Titanic too.
Dang.
So basically, he wanted to have this like Federal Reserve Bank, and so he kind of like killed them. And apparently he was supposed JP Morgan was supposed to be on board, but then he kind of like decided last minute, I don't even know, for like other reasons. He was like on vacation or something, or like in like England, and he didn't want to like stop having fun, and so he like ended up not getting on the ship, something like that. Basically, he like decided last minute that he wasn't getting on the ship, and so people thought that was like really suspicious.
It does look a little sketchy if like all of his rivals are on the ship and he's like, you know, just gonna stay here.
So author J. Kent Layton, I don't really know what he wrote, but he says that he finds the murder theory unworkable because there's no evidence and no one has like admitted playing a role in it. And like, I guess if you think about it, any one or all three of them could have ended up surviving the disaster. So like, why bother?
But also, like, the person who might have helped him out would be, like, the captain, right? Captain went down with his ship. Or, like, the lookout who, like, you know, maybe didn't give a call soon enough.
Oh, like they were in on it, like with
Yeah.
JP Morgan. Well,
Like,
that,
he was like, I'll pay you a handsome thing, and, like, you'll be able to get off because you know where the lifeboats are and you gotta help people row.
playing devil's advocate there.
Or, and then if they did go down, you know, like the person who like he was in cahoots with him, if they did go down and die, then his secret dies with him.
That's true.
That
That's
would be
very
why no one
true.
would come forward, maybe.
Well, no evidence of there was actually like apparently no evidence that they actually like opposed Morgan's centralized banking idea in the first place. I guess like Astor and Guggenheim never spoke publicly about it, and then Strauss like spoke in favor of the concept, so I don't really know like
So
where.
maybe that one isn't
So I feel like
a
people were just like,
solid.
well, all these other rich people who kind of like, like were competing with JP Morgan for like, I don't even know, richest man or whatever. They all died and he didn't die and it was like his ship basically. So I don't know. Another theory is the cursed mummy theory. So people think that the Titanic supposedly sank to its grave carrying a cursed mummy in its hold.
Oh, I didn't see that
So,
in Titanic.
I
It
know. It wasn't the movie, so it didn't
wasn't in that
happen.
car scene.
Oh my gosh. So they could have put it in the movie though.
Yeah, they could.
Okay, because okay. So the mummy was apparently Amen-Ra's priestess who lived in 1050 BC. And according to legend, after her discovery in Egypt's in the 1890s, the purchaser of the mummy ran into a lot of bad luck, serious like misfortunes, and they reportedly donated it to the British Museum, where it supposedly like terrorized the visitors and staff and
Good.
like caused just like mysterious problems. And then the mummy was eventually purchased by a British journalist named William Steed, who was basically like, meh, it's not cursed. Like, that's ridiculous. And so he arranged for the mummy to be taken on the Titanic, but he wanted it because I guess he wanted to bring it back to America or whatever.
Sure.
Because I don't really know why.
Why
Just
not?
because why not? And so he arranged for the mummy to be hidden under his car so that, because he was worried that like people like it wouldn't be taken on the Titanic because of its like bad reputation. So he like arranged somehow for it to be hidden like under his car, which is why it could have been the Titanic, because what if that was like
Yes. What if that was the car?
oh my gosh.
And then that's why all the stuff started happening to them.
So, and he reportedly like revealed to the other passengers that, like there's a mummy on the ship and it's like cursed
But
and
he
stuff like
died.
that.
Did he die?
Did he die? I think so. I think he did. I forgot to write it
Interesting.
down, but I like read it. I think he did.
Interesting.
I also
So,
don't really know why he was like making a big deal about it when he like was trying to sneak it on board and he supposedly didn't believe it was cursed in the first place, so I don't really get that.
right.
And it turns out that Charles Haas or whatever of the Titanic International Society accessed the ship's cargo manifest in 1985 and there was no mummy aboard.
Okay, but
So
if it was hidden in a car, is he gonna be like, this is my car and a mummy that's hidden underneath it?
I don't know how they would get it. Like it's literally like if you think of like it's in this like golden like sarcophagus. Like it's not gonna
But did
be
they
up.
take the golden sarcophagus or just like the body?
I think it would have. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Okay, please tell me.
So, official records state that the British Museum never received the actual mummy. They only received the lid of its sarcophagus, which is
Okay.
actually, I think, still on display at the museum or was like displayed for a really long time, known as like the unlucky mummy. So they never even like received the full mummy in the first place.
Okay.
And like it's never really like left the Egyptian room at the British Museum,
Okay.
except for like during war and special exhibits. But yeah, so I kind of think that like this guy was just kind of crazy, to be
Yeah,
honest.
well.
Like he just made a bunch of it up.
People will do a lot of things for attention, you know.
Yeah, and there was like no evidence about, yeah, well, A, they never received the money and mummy, and then there was no evidence that it was like causing havoc for visitors and staff of the museum. I don't know.
Well.
Maybe it was one of those nine museum things where
Yeah. Maybe it was. You never know.
you never know. So the coal fire theory.
Ooh. Sounds like it
Ohio.
has some legs to it.
So an engineer from Ohio State University, Robert
Ooh. I think that's what I'm
Robert.
supposed to say.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm from Michigan, so yeah.
Yeah.
Robert Essenhigh released a theory in November of 2004 that claims a coal fire led indirectly to the iceberg collision. So essentially his
Okay.
theory was that a pile of stored coal like could have started like smoldering and so it was added to the furnace to reduce like the fire danger because it like started smoldering so like get this in the furnace so it doesn't like light the whole place on fire but in turn it was like an excess of like coal and so it like kind of made the Titanic like go faster essentially like too fast
Right.
and that's kind of why they weren't able to like turn in time and they weren't able to like get away from the iceberg because they were like going faster than like usual
Sure,
but
yeah, they were pushing it.
but many historians have said like it wouldn't have mattered if that like happened so they kind of just
Okay.
like squashed that theory
They're
but
like,
they're like probably not.
We'll
I don't
put
know if they
that
test
fire
it.
out.
We need like
Yeah,
the
how would
Mythbusters
they
to
do
like
it? Oh,
test
yeah, I was
that
gonna say, how would we test that? Mythbusters, where you at?
are they even still like doing? I feel like they probably haven't done anything in like a decade, but
I have no clue. But do you remember in like middle school in science, when you had like a sub or like when your teacher just didn't feel like teaching that day, they'd be like, Mythbusters.
yeah, that or Bill Nye.
Bill Nye. Yes, Bill Nye.
Yep. Another theory is that basically it was just like cheaply made. So Harlan and Wolff, like the shipyard that did all the repairs and like created the ships, were like blamed for like so much. Even using like substandard materials when they like were told not they were told like there was no limit on the budget essentially, and they wanted to like build a luxury liner. So basically, the theory is like they ended up using substandard materials to try to save money. And they used
But if there's
rot.
no budget, why would you?
Exactly.
Unless they got to keep like the excess and they were gonna like charge them for the top of the line and then like keep the pocket the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, could have, but yeah, so there was like a theory that they used wrought iron rivets to like build the ship instead of steel rivets, which are a lot like weaker. And so as there were 3 meter rivets in the Titanic's hull, the theory is that the lower grade standard rivets were brittle in cold temperatures and popped off when the steamship hit an iceberg. Which I have heard that theory before, but
Yeah, I
like if there was
mean,
no like limit on the budget, like why
why
would you?
skimp? Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like there are certain things that you cannot get by with like substitutions. Like making a recipe, sure, you can make like a few substitutions, but like, I feel like things like building a ship or an airplane, like you don't want to like substitute.
I know. Yeah. And you'd think
That
like
seems really dumb.
Yeah.
But like
Yeah.
also
And it's like they had like, yeah.
I could definitely see them being like, there's no limit to the budget, and then being like, okay, well, it's going to cost you this much, and it really only costs them like, 75% of that, and then they just pocket the other 25%.
Yeah.
I feel like that kind of thing probably happened or could still happen today.
Yeah.
We just live in a world of people looking for an opportunity.
Yeah, but like at the same time, there were like thousands of people working on the ship, and like for all of those people to like keep that secret.
But like, maybe it wasn't all of them keeping it a secret. Maybe it was just the people at the top.
Maybe, I
The
don't know.
workers probably did not see the invoices.
Probably be able to tell like difference between iron and steel if they've
Yeah, but
worked
like
on
they probably
metal a lot.
didn't know if they were, if it actually was like supposed to be iron versus steel.
Oh,
They
yeah.
just do what they're told. They just show up, they want their
That's
paycheck
true.
at
That's
the end of the
true.
day. The people at the top who do the ordering stuff, who are talking with like the people who are having it built or whatever.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll never really know.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've like extracted any of the bolts and like, I'm sure there's some sort of test or whatever to figure out which kind of metal it is.
Yeah, I'm
You know?
sure. Yeah.
Well, iron versus steel isn't just iron magnetic and steel isn't. Isn't that
I
a
think
thing?
no,
I don't know.
no,
Is steel
no.
magnetic? Steel's mag.
Steel's magnetic, right? I'm thinking like stainless steel. That's magnetic, right?
Yeah. Oh, it is. Okay, just kidding.
This has been your smattering effects.
Just kidding. I don't
Both
know.
iron and steel are magnetic. Yeah. But like maybe like there's gotta like be like, how like with diamonds and like other like gems, they have like the different tests to see how like hard it is. There's gotta be like some sort of test for like a metal, right?
Yeah, there's gotta be. There's gotta.
Or like how
Wait, is
fast
it?
it like
Yeah.
breaks down underwater. Like that's a thing, right? Maybe.
Probably. There's gotta be some sort of something. Metalsmiths know.
If you're a metalsmith,
If
please let
you're
us know.
if you're a metalsmith, please do a submarine dive down to the Titanic. Respectfully take just one of the rivets.
Take two.
Maybe two.
Take two.
Take
You can
two.
have two. You have our permission.
Pay your respects.
Yeah.
Go back up and then do the testing and tell us if it was iron or steel that they were made
Yes.
of.
Yes.
Probably make a fortune if you find out that it was iron instead of steel. Just something to think about. Oh my gosh, we're so bad.
I mean, we just, and then you don't have to like publish this or anything. I guess maybe if you wanted to make money, you could like publish it. But if you just want to share with just us, that's
Yeah, like
fine too.
I
You
need
can
to know.
send us an email, smatterofactmm@gmail.com.
No one has to know. We'll keep your
No hassle.
secret.
We'll be really quiet about it,
Oh,
just for our satisfaction. We'll send you like a cookie,
a single cookie
just one.
for your trouble.
It can be a crumble cookie if you're choosing.
Ooh, I've never had one, but they look good.
Oh, they're so good.
I know. Yeah, I know. Jaeger gets them at work a lot because they
He
have like
doesn't
parties
bring
or
one
whatever.
home for you?
No, he has never brought me
That's
home one, no
rude.
matter how
What kind
often,
of
and like
husband is he?
donuts and whatnot. And like he literally send me a picture, and I'm like, wow, that looks really good. And sometimes I'm even like, bring me home something, and then he never does.
Jaeger.
And
Shame for shame.
not like they're skimping, like they have like lots of leftovers.
Right, and those will just go to waste. No one takes it. Just be
Literally.
like at the end of the day, if there's something left, wrap it up in a little napkin, little paper towel. Send them with a
I
Ziploc
know.
bag. Send them with a Ziploc bag. Be like, this is for my snacks. It's called the wife
Right.
tax.
Yes. No excuses now. That's wonderful.
Yes.
This next theory is, it's kind of like the last theory before we get to like the possible like premonition that it's saying. Okay, so this one is just like flat out like stupid, honestly, but I just thought it
Okay.
was like so crazy. Basically, like the Titanic was sabotaged by Catholics, Catholic workers.
Okay. You know those dang Catholics
Oh my
always sabotaging big passenger ships, luxury passenger
So,
ships.
I know. So,
Oh,
somehow, somewhere, someone got in their head that the ship's hull number was 3909 space 04, which backwards seems to spell out no pope. If you think about like 3909 backwards is like P-O-P-E, pope. And then like somehow 40 is no, so like no pope if run
I
backward.
thought you were gonna tell me that it was like 666 or something.
No. It's so like the theory is like that they just like sabotaged the ship, like all these Catholic workers, because they were
What?
horrified that like the whole number was no
No
pope.
Pope.
And like
What?
the only problem is that the Titanic was actually assigned to yard number 401, which we know, and her official board of trade designation was number 131428. So like I have like 390904 seems to be just plucked out of you know where. Like I have like no one knows like where this theory
They're
came
just like,
from.
no Pope. The ship
Like
must die. And probably like the hundreds of Catholic people who were on it as well.
well,
I
get
can't
this.
imagine that there weren't any Catholic people on the ship.
Get this. So by the late 1800s, Harland and Wolff had basically like kind of like driven out its Catholic employees, like driven them away. I don't know if it
What?
was like on purpose, but like basically they like had a reputation for like only employing Protestants.
Oh, well, no Pope. They were like, this is the ship. This is a
And
ship to
so
do this
like
with.
there probably weren't even like any, like not very many, like if any Catholic workers working on the Titanic. So I don't know. I just
What
like
the? How did they like figure that out? They were like, they were mainly employing Protestant.
I have no idea. It was probably like a different time where they somehow like knew that information.
I probably had to put it down under a
Or
job application.
I don't know.
Like P for Protestant, C for Catholic. If you had a C on there, no
Yeah,
higher
I don't know if
for
they had to like specify their like religion or I don't know.
you.
Kind of
Interesting.
weird. Kind of weird.
Kind of.
So, yeah. Okay, so now we get into the 1898 book. It was published as under the title Futility, but then in 1912, it was revised as like The Wreck of the Titan.
Oh.
Probably because of like what all went down, I don't know. But basically the story is about a big ship, passenger ship called the Titan that hit an iceberg and there was a lack of lifeboats on the ship.
Okay. That sounds very similar to what we got so far.
Yeah, so the book was written in 1898. Okay.
Okay.
Or published at least. So way before Titanic. And it was written by the author Morgan Robertson.
Okay.
And he was also a fun fact, the self-proclaimed inventor of the periscope.
Really?
Yeah. Even though there was like other like instances, like I think it was one of those things where like a bunch of people kind of at the same time were like inventing the same thing.
Yeah, they're like, we need this.
And like so there was kind of a few different
Variations.
variations, kind of like the clock,
Oh
if you listen to the
yes, if you
history of
listen to our
time.
history of time, the first history of time.
Yeah.
Not
But I
not to
guess
be
he
confused with the history of time.
I guess like he like tried to like patent it or something first. I don't even know. He like self-proclaimed that he
All right.
invented it. But
All
we'll let
right.
him believe that he
Go
invented the
on,
periscope.
Morgie.
So although the novel was written before the Titanic have even been designed, some remarkable similarities exist between the fictional and real life counterparts. So let's go into like the similarities, I guess. So obviously like the
Please.
name Titan, Titanic,
Titanic, yep.
that's freaky enough for me, honestly. The size, so the Titan was 800 feet long. The Titanic was 882 and a half feet long.
Hey.
Like pretty close.
Pretty close.
Both were labeled to be like an unsinkable ship.
Oh, interesting.
The Titan carried 24 lifeboats, which was less than half needed for the 3,000 capacity. And the Titanic only carried 20 lifeboats, which was also less than the number, less than half for like there also had a 3,000 passenger
Oh my
capacity.
gosh.
So like
See,
really
that's just
close.
so stupid to me. Why would you not have the
I
correct
know.
amount of lifeboats on?
Because it's unsinkable. Why do we need to worry about that? Both struck an iceberg at similar speeds. It was 25 knots for the Titan and 23 knots for the Titanic.
Oh shoot.
I don't know how big of a difference 2 knots is, but it seems pretty close.
Seems pretty close.
Both sunk on a night in April in the North Atlantic, 400 miles from Terra Nova or like Newfoundland.
Wow.
Like both of them sank in April, North Atlantic, 400 miles. Like it's crazy.
That is crazy.
And both had more than half of their passengers pass away or die or
Wow.
drown. I'm sorry.
They all mean the same thing.
They did have like some differences though. So the Titanic hit the iceberg in perfect sailing conditions, where the Titan, in the story hit the iceberg in bad, misty, and like foggy conditions. So like not really that different, but
They couldn't see the
700,
iceberg.
yeah, 700, I think it was like around 706, 705 people survived the Titanic, where only 13 of the Titans
Oh
survived
my goodness.
somehow, even though they had 24 lifeboats, only 13 on the Titan survived.
Wow, that's like less than one lifeboat full.
Yeah. The Titanic sank on her maiden voyage while the Titan had made several voyages, and the Titanic sank while sailing from England to the US while the Titan was traveling like the opposite direction,
Okay.
I guess. So yeah,
Okay.
still like pretty creepy.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, did someone read this book and be like,
Yeah.
Titanic, unsinkable?
I know. I know, but yeah, there's like so many similarities and just like, I don't know.
I wonder who first discovered that, where they were like reading the book and they were like, what the heck?
Yeah.
This is so scary, creepy, so
I
scary.
know. I wonder like why if that's why the title changed in 1912 to like The Wreck of the Titan.
Yeah.
Because of like that whole disaster. Well, like can you imagine like re writing a book and then seeing it like practically like happen, like come to life?
Yeah. You'd be
Like
like, I did not plan this. And they were like,
I would
don't
be,
write anything else.
yeah, I'd be like freaking
And they'd
out.
be like, only write good things about ship sailing.
Literally. Oh my gosh. Like, I can't even imagine.
No.
It's crazy.
Yeah, jeez. That is
Okay.
like, that's
Yeah.
very creepy.
Yeah.
Very eerie.
Yes. So yeah, that's basically all the conspiracy theories. I forgot to say at the beginning, I wanted to make it clear that even though like there's like a lot of conspiracy and like funny claims to like what happened to the Titanic or whatever, it doesn't discount the fact that like over 1,500 people
No.
died. I just
Absolutely
want to
not.
like make that clear that like
We're not trying to make light of their deaths,
You
just
know, yeah.
the.
The end of the day, like whether it was Titanic or like the Olympic in disguise or, you
Still,
know,
1,500
whatever.
plus
Yeah.
people died.
1,500, 1,500 people died.
That's terrifying, honestly. Like when you think about like the, I don't, I whenever I watch that movie, for like the last like 45 minutes, I'm just like sobbing, because like, I the movie has its own story. It's not just, you know, they Hollywooded it. They
They
made
did.
it more fabulous, you know. But I feel like they do a really good job of like portraying what some of those people's like last moments would be like, and like the terror and like all of those decisions that have to be made about like who gets to go on the lifeboat, and you know, just like the attitude that they had, where it was like, you know, like the people who were in like the third class steerage people were locked down in their space while it's flooding, and the people who were like first class and like in like the upper deck kind of thing, the people were walking around being like, oh, you need to grab your life jacket, we've hit a little bump, just come out onto the deck to be safe. And
And like
like the
the
difference of like that,
yeah and like the what is it, like
terrifying.
the string quartet or whatever,
Oh my gosh.
I think it was a quartet, not a quintet, I don't know.
Yeah.
The musicians that,
Yes.
yeah, I do think that like James Cameron did like a really good job with that movie, and like all the actors, like they did
Yes.
try to make it
But
like
like I
accurate
think that
stuff.
they just like I think that they do like a beautiful like as bad as it sounds, a beautiful job of like portraying like the absolute like horror and terror that you would have
And
like
like
felt.
trauma and like just heartbreak.
Yeah. And
Like,
I also appreciate that they don't stop the movie when it just like the boat has sunk. You know, they show like the aftermath of like the people going through the water and trying to find people who were still alive, and like, because you don't think about those like aspects of things. A lot of times you just hear like this person died or these people survived, but you don't hear about like the hours afterwards and when they're literally paddling through bodies upon bodies of people who have died.
I just even thought it was like really cool how it was framed as like kind of like a flashback. Like you see
Yeah.
like the older Rose just like struggling so much to like put herself back there and like remember this like trauma that she's experienced and like that she's never told like anyone about. And then like just the whole ending, like with her kind of bring closure to like herself and like being able to finally like be like put to rest is just like, oh, just gets me. I do have a little bonus movie theory that I found.
Oh, well.
So basically, because we know who played Jack Dawson in Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio, Leo,
Yep, Leo.
was, you know, the guy with questionable girlfriends.
Yep. That's one way to
So
put it.
we know that he plays Jack, but he also, what other movie does he play in?
Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, but
Was that the
also
correct answer? No.
closer to like the 1912 time period, maybe like a little
Oh,
bit
oh, 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 the
after.
Great Gatsby.
Yes, he plays
Okay.
Jay Gatsby. So this is like a fan theory that
Love.
they are actually like his character is actually like the same person. Basically, like Jack is Jay, and
Oh.
he somehow survived the sinking of the ship, even though we literally saw him sink underwater. I don't even know. Somehow, like the idea is like he
He could have
survived
floated back up.
and he went on to build a life for himself in America and attempt to like reunite with Rose, and he was like he builds himself, you know, like this grand mansion and like throws all these like extravagant parties in hopes that like Rose will like show up, but then ends up falling in love with Daisy. I don't know,
Unless
but
Daisy is Rose.
Ooh.
They both have flower names.
Ooh. Ooh. I didn't even think about that.
Ooh. Where do you think he got his money from? Was it from the rich lady who like helped him out?
Oh, maybe.
Because
Or he
didn't she
just, I
die?
don't know.
No, I think she survived.
I think, yeah, she survived.
So maybe he got some money from her or something.
Maybe. But yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. I just thought that was a fun
Interesting.
little tidbit.
Maybe he thought that Rose also died, so he gave up on that and went after Daisy instead.
Yeah. He just caught up on those flower names, I guess.
I guess so.
That is funny. But
That's an interesting theory for sure. I was like, where are we going with Romeo and Juliet?
I know.
Well, I mean, it is kind of a Romeo and Juliet story.
he's just like an immortal being that just like
Listen, listen though,
has lived hundreds of
it is a
years.
Romeo and Juliet story, is it not?
Kind of.
Where
I
like they're
mean,
from
yeah,
different social classes and like the one guy's like, I'm engaged to her, and then
they
she
fall in
ends
love
up,
in like a few days
yeah, and then
and
like, and she's pretty young too, right?
yeah, they're both.
They like meet in secret and like they have like, oh, and like
You're
the
star-crossed lovers, yeah, I see it.
who's the character who's like, oh, nurse is like that rich lady who helps him, and then like Juliet's does isn't Juliet's mother like the one at the end who's like
Lady Capulet.
so like doesn't she die because she's like so heartbroken that her child died?
Yeah, like Rose's mom.
No, but like in Romeo and Juliet, Lady Capulet dies because she's heartbroken.
Does she?
Think so.
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't know.
It is a star-crossed lovers story, so.
It is. So, yeah.
Yeah. Any other
That
theories?
is not really. I don't know. I didn't really
Okay.
look too far. I just like kind of stumbled upon this one
It's
as I
really
was.
interesting.
I didn't look into a lot of like
I.
movie conspiracies, but.
I feel like you and I, Mal, have always been very like fascinated with Titanic.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I feel like this is something we've been wanting to do. This was really good, really well done.
Thank you. I
I definitely think like
just thought it would be like a new.
the one theory about like them the Catholics just keeps cracking me up.
I just like, where did that come from? Where did
That's
that
just
come
like the
from?
most like absurd thing. They were like, yeah, there's Catholic. Like there had to be like hundreds of Catholics on that ship.
I know.
Like pretty much what, like any of the Irish people
Like no
probably.
pope, like I don't know.
Someone really read into that and was like, this is what happened, I know. No
I
Pope.
know, like no.
The Catholics were after it.
I know.
Oh, that's funny. So funny. Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah. Spend your smattering of facts.
Give
More
us,
conspiracy theories.
yeah. Your smattering of conspiracy theory. Yeah, give us a follow on Instagram at Smatter of Fact, and we will, or you will hear from us next week.
Yep. Hope you
Bye.
keep listening. Bye.